An officer involved shooting in Covington sends a suspect to the hospital. A tragic loss for Sycamore Schools after their athletic director is killed in a crash. And UC and Xavier aren't done yet. Both win big conference tournament games. It is 5 on 5 in 5. Thanks for joining us on the podcast. As you might have noticed, it is just me this morning on Thursday, March 14th. We were off yesterday, had a very busy day, and another busy day today, which is why Kelly and Megan aren't here. But we wanted to get you the headlines. First up, let's talk about weather from meteorologist Randy Rico. All the spring-like air we've had recently, well, it's time for those spring storms to come along with it. Today during the day, there will be some scattered rain or storms, mainly to the north-northwest of Cincinnati. Overnight is the big threat that we all need to watch out for. A good chance to download the WLWT app, make sure alerts get turned on. You'll get notified of severe weather because we have strong to severe storms on the way. Strong winds are the main concern, but there is a chance of some hail, and you cannot rule out a tornado possibly. The window for that ballpark, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m., so while you're sleeping, so again, have a way to be informed. Then we'll be slowly watching the leftover rain move out Friday morning. Weekend looks decent for your St. Patrick's Day shenanigans. Have fun, be safe, but we could also have some flurries on Monday. Gotta love your Midwest spring. So keep it locked to WLWT for anything weather-related because things can be changing over the next few days. Jumping into our headlines. First up, it was breaking news this morning. I was out there at the scene. A police-involved shooting in Northern Kentucky at an apartment complex that started around 2 a.m. at Cambridge Square Apartments. This is just off Taylor Mill Road. Both Covington police showed up. Kentucky State Police showed up because what happened? A man was banging on a door, had a butcher knife in hand, and when police arrived, that's when this man lunged at officers. Two officers open fire on this person, injuring him. He was taken to UC Medical Center at this time of recording, which is 8:26. We do not know his status, but we are hoping to learn more throughout the day. As far as those two officers, they were taken back to the Covington Police Department to be processed as standard protocol. Kentucky State Police will be the agency that investigates that moving forward to see what happens and what moves forward from there. Next up, a very tragic situation for everyone at Sycamore High School. The district is canceling classes today after learning athletic director Mark Harden died. School officials sent out a note to families last night about his death. They say while classes are canceled, grief counselors will be available at the high school gym starting at 8 this morning for students, staff, and coaches. All of this because a four-car crash where Harden died on I-75 in Sharonville around 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Ohio State troopers say he was driving in the right lane when he collided with the car in front of him and lost control, then crashed with a tractor trailer and another vehicle. The other three drivers were not hurt. Extracurricular activities at the high school are also canceled for today. The Greater Miami Conference put out a statement on Twitter saying, in part, Harden's presence and leadership will be difficult to replace. All right, if you love social media, this is one to watch. The future of TikTok is in limbo after the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a bill to ban the app in the U.S. if it's not sold from its Chinese owner. Some lawmakers worry China could exploit the data of the app's more than 170 million users. Others on Capitol Hill raise concerns about a potential ban, saying it could infringe on First Amendment's rights and unfairly targets one social media platform. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it does have an uncertain future. TikTok influencers are making their voices heard as well. They say the measure would harm millions of small business owners who use the app to make money. The company's CEO vows to put up a fight. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was non-committal on whether the Senate would vote on the House bill, but President Biden has said that he would sign it if it gets to his desk. An update to a developing story here that we've been watching for the past few days. A frantic encounter between a Cincinnati tow truck driver and the man who deputies say shot and stabbed him. That tow truck driver called 911 as it all unfolded outside the Boone County Public Library in Burlington on Tuesday night. Police say Larry Duran was attacked while trying to tow a car that was being repossessed. Deputies say the car belonged to the suspect, 58-year-old Samad Green. After Duran allowed the suspect to get his belongings out of the car, deputies say Green grabbed a knife and cut the strap between the truck and the car. That's when we're told Duran pulled out his handgun to defend himself. But before he was able to, deputies say Green stabbed Duran in the hand, then took his gun and shot Duran in the leg. The 911 call shed light on the terrifying moment.
Hey, don't touch that. He's trying to take the strap off and drive off my car, off the truck.
Okay, so you got him hooked up and he's trying to drive.
Yeah, he's trying to get the strap off. He cut my strap. Oh, he cut my strap with a knife.
Samad Green is now in custody facing several charges, including assault, wanton endangerment, and robbery. Duran was treated at UC Medical Center and has since been released. All right, let's end the podcast on a happy note. Let's talk about UC and Xavier men's basketball. We are on the cusp of March Madness, and they're getting it done in their conference tournaments to hopefully hear their name called. UC played against Kansas in the Big 12 tournament last night in Kansas City. Your 11-seeded Bearcats taking on the 6th-seeded Jayhawks, and they led for most of the game. And it was a 72-52 final 20-point blowout. The dreams of UC going to the dance are still alive, but they really need to win the entire Big 12 tournament if they want a shot at March. Next up, they play the 3-seed, the Baylor Bears. In the Big East, Xavier also has a tough road ahead after pulling off a close win last night. They're the 9-seed. They took on the Butler Bulldogs, who I believe was the 11-seed last night. They're playing at Madison Square Garden. This was a close one, ended 76-72 in favor of the X-Men. Xavier is on to the quarterfinals of the Big East tournament, but again, they'll have to have a bunch of upsets and win this whole thing. They play UConn, likely possibly the best team in the country, today at noon. All right, that's 5 on 5 in 5. We'll see you on your Friday.